So now I'm joined by Ingeborg Mover. She's renowned as the prophet of personal breakthroughs, business and personal relationship alchemist. Ingeborg, you are so welcome here on Dublin's Near FM. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. Yeah, I'm looking forward to our conversation and being here.
Yes, just to remind our listeners, whereabouts are you based?
I'm based in the Netherlands, in Holland.
Okay, but obviously your practice is online.
Mostly, yeah. For my international clients, it is, and I do have some clients here in Holland as well, and I have a very nice practice, so I'll see them there if they want to.
Okay, brilliant. And so I suppose let's get straight into it. Tell us about your coaching, Ingeborg, and your signature program.
Yeah, it's the MetaMind Breakthrough. I help people. It's like two tired, the business and the personal. For the personal, it's people suffering from narcissism. They are a narcissism victim. They have abandonment or attachment issues. They have codependency. They have relationship addiction.
Okay.
So everything to do in the relationship realm at its broadest. Or a combination fund. They could have a spouse, or they would like to have a spouse, and they keep on, going in the same patterns, in the same loop, keep on repeating the same pattern actually. And in business, well, it may look different, although both will be that you get to the root cause of the problem. The hidden issues, which is there, which people obviously can't see themselves. They might have an idea what the problem is, but it's never really the problem.
Okay.
And in business, so that could look like you have trouble managing your team, or you want to have a promotion, but you never really get up to that level. You have trouble with your colleagues, things like that. It's sort of repeating pattern as well. So it may look different, but in the end, it all comes down to that root cause, which is obviously inside someone, and it's always something from your childhood.
Okay. And I just want to bring you back to something that you said there, Ingeborg. Narcissism victim. Are you saying someone who is a victim of other narcissists or who is actually narcissistic themselves?
No, because usually the narcissists themselves never ask for help.
Yes, okay, yeah.
So they wouldn't come to the to my work or any other ones. You can have people who might have like narcissistic traits but mm-hmm. not being a narcissist. There's a difference there. But if you're like a full-blown narcissist, so to speak, they'll never, because it's never their fault, so they wouldn't reach out to someone to help them.
Of course. So you help people who find themselves in patterns with, say, in narcissistic relationships. And so in your belief, do we act in loops until we change?
We do.
Okay.
That's the survival mechanism which we develop. Well, obviously, what the word said, to survive.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes your pattern. That becomes your path, which you always walk. You always walk the same path because that's your blueprint. That's mm-hmm. what you got from childhood. Unless you really be aware and make the unconscious conscious, because that's what you need to do, then you can change. Other than that, it's like, and the thing is as well, people like to do the same things over and over again.
A sense of safety almost.
Yeah, exactly. It feels safe. It feels familiar. Mm. And that's what we as human like. And then this pattern you develop necessarily. It's not that you really want to, but you need to survive. And that becomes your mode, so to speak, to work from, to do things, to react from. And it could be good things, it's mm-hmm. always bad. It could be good things. But if you find yourself in this repeating pattern, in that loop, and you do have problems with it, you do find trouble finding someone or finding the same person over and over again, or a different variation, but the same thing, the same problem all the time. Yeah, then you're walking around in loops, and you can find that in jobs as well.
Yes. Okay. So interesting. And you said there that these things always stem from childhood. So could you walk us through the kind of process, obviously without giving away your program, but what could people expect when they work with you? If they find themselves in loops like this, they finally address it, they want to bring the unconscious conscious, as you said, what's the process?
Well, it's sort of two steps. It's I always sort of explain it like two pillars. Mm-hmm. That one pillar, that is where your inner child is, may sound woo-woo for some people, but it's normal on psychology. Mm-hmm. All parts in yourself and the inner child is there as well. Something happened there, or something didn't happen. There were unmet needs. So you develop the survival mechanism, what I just told you about, and like other things. But that pillar, we need to do the inner child work. We need to build on your self-esteem and your self-worth and your boundaries, because that's a big part of the work as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a make it really solid pillar, like in concrete.
Okay.
And usually when I meet people, it's like sort of thin ice, you know, they fall through it quite easily. So we have that, make that solid. And then the other pillar is the insights, and not the insights they acquired themselves by books or podcasts, because that's really good, you know. I'm not saying anything about that, that's really good, but that's usually just the level on top, and there's a whole world underneath the unconscious, what I said earlier.
Yeah.
And I make sure that they start realizing and becoming aware and see what the actual problem is.
Okay, so quite introspective, and having to step back and really, really look at yourself and your behavior pattern. That must be difficult for a lot of people.
It is, yeah, it is. It is hard work as well. It is doable, obviously. And it's for me, it's to make it a safe place as well. Because obviously they've developed those survival mechanisms because it was unsafe emotionally, usually. So I have to make it safe for them. And they start learning, where are my feelings? What can I do with it? What do I do if I get overwhelmed? What is it actually, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. So I'll take them sort of by the hand and teach them, this is what's actually happening, and this is what you can do, and this is where your sort of control is, rather than what people do in their mind, because they start living in their head, they think they have control over the situation, which they don't, and this is where the overthinking starts as well.
Yeah, it becomes very cerebral then, that we're kind of acting out of, and people they become defined by the feelings instead of being able to step back and say, well, hold on, I'm separate from this. Why do I maybe feel this way? Or, as you said, why am I addicted to feeling a certain way by putting myself in these situations constantly?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, brilliant. And is there any particular group that you work with mainly, or is this kind of open to everybody, or who is it that you would see most often?
Well, in a sense, it's open to everyone, but obviously you can't help everyone. Mm-hmm. I do help men, women, and couples.
Okay.
That's for sure. I'm not like sort of age specific, because I have like a young woman of 23, and I have a lady of 70, and anything in between. So it's more like sort of problem related.
Yes,
people
okay.
People feel that they are stuck. People feel they've tried other things as well. A lot of times I feel I hear that people tried a lot of other things, and they must be willing to do the work, although it's scary, but they must be do the work, do the assignments. They want to change, although it's scary, and it's people who feel, you know, I can't do it on my own anymore. Mm-hmm. I tried everything on my own, I really want to change because I want a relationship, or I want to get out of a relationship which is not good for me. And yeah, I deserve happiness. I deserve love, and I deserve like anyone else. And for people in business, it's the same thing, that they've tried everything they can in their power and they want that change. They're willing. They have the well, not even the knowledge, but the knowledge that they can't do it on their own. And they need someone to guide them, to mentor them, to advise them, or and to help them.
Yeah, the guidance, as you said. And I noticed that you said there, people saying they deserve, being able to deserve that relationship or deserve the worth that you command in your job space. And for a lot of people, they do feel unworthy, maybe because they're getting back into these kind of habit loops.
Yeah, that's a thing, because you're so used, usually by unmet needs when you were little, that it's not for you. That's the blueprint. That's why that's called like a trauma bond. You have this wound, and you attract people who have a similar wound, and that's a sort of attraction, and that you get in the relationship addiction sort of spiral or loop. You that's all you know. And you have never learned how to have like an emotionally healthy grown-up relationship. You never learned it. So that's what you need to learn. And then you start attracting other people. But it's really hard to do that on your own. That's what I find.
Yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely. And Ingeborg, what inspired you? Or should I say, why were you called to be a coach? Because I feel that it is a calling, really, isn't it? Like, what led you here?
Yeah, well, I am a narcissist victim myself, or survivor, I should say, actually. Victim is in the past, survivor now. I grew up with a mother who was a narcissist, so I know, well, the world, so to speak, inside out. And I want to help people, well, maybe if they've experienced it, that to get out of it quicker and to regain their identity and their soul and everything. So for me, it is like, because I've experienced myself, not necessarily only the like narcissism things, but because that spreads out in your life, as you talking about self-esteem and self-worth and codependency and boundaries, and that's all sort of entangled in that whole story. I had to do a lot myself to get to the point where I'm now. And I feel for people that have that same issue, or the stuff with the attachment issues and the abandonment issues and the relationship addiction, because I've been there myself. And I want to help people to get through it faster and be able to get that happiness and the sort of life they want.
And this is something that you may have had to walk alone. So you'd like others to feel a little bit guided. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. It is so good for people to open up and realize you don't have to do it on your own.
And you're not alone. There's others having almost identical situations, maybe with different people, but the same kind of, as you say, traumas.
Yeah. Exactly, and that you feel that that someone's there to help you, and that you can realize that you can be safe within yourself. But it's something you have to learn. Yeah, the unsafety from where you were little, you bring that along your whole life until you start realizing, changing, that you can be safe within yourself. But that's a path you go onto, and that's where I'll come in my program. You have to learn that, and then you feel solid, so to speak. Feel aligned with yourself, and that the self-esteem, the boundaries and everything what we talk about comes in, and then you're the solid pillar, what I said in the beginning. That's what we're working towards.
And I think sometimes when these beliefs are brought with you from childhood, we kind of have a tendency to think that it's our fault. So being able to forgive yourself, or not even forgive yourself, but give yourself the grace of understanding that it's not your fault. It's just, as you said, a survival mechanism, and that you can reach out for guidance, and somebody who's walked the path can help you through it. In your opinion, Ingeborg, what's the most common hurdle that people need to overcome in these personal transformations?
Well, the need for security,
mm-hmm.
and they usually try to find that through their living through their heads, like controlling stuff like that. The the mechanism in people at large, people in general don't want to change. Because that's what we think. We don't like something, we want to change, but our mind doesn't really want to change.
Mm.
Like the familiar, it likes the familiar, the same thing over and over again. So that's why it's hard working to change, but you can do it because you have your own free will at the end of the day. But so that's quite a hurdle, and you have to be open to what guidance you get. Because obviously you try it yourself. Usually people I see, they try it themselves. They find it sometimes hard to take on the guidance that they can't do it on their own. And that's not a fault, or that's not something you should be ashamed about. So it's doing the work, and most part is that people want to have speed as well. We want it quick, we're there now, we decided, I want to change, you're in the chair. Okay, give it to me, that sort of feeling, they say give it to me, but it's a process.
Yes, I think, I'm always mentioning how I think society, with its instant gratification these days, if we can't have it now, then, people aren't willing to work for things. But it really, any kind of internal change and transformation like that, it really does take time, because you could be decades, layering on the old habits. And it's about uncovering them and taking the work to get down there. Okay. And what could you give as the single most important piece of advice that you could give to our listeners who are maybe sitting there today and they have an aha moment and go, oh my goodness, she's talking about me. I do this.
Well, I always say to my clients, you have to feel it to heal it.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
So you can't, that people want the instant gratification, what you said, like, they want to go real quick. They want to go like sort of around it rather than through it.
Mm.
And you have to go through it. That's the hard work. So I always say you have to feel it and be with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I teach them that, but be with it to be able to heal it. That's the really important one. So if you're willing to do that, you can come to the other side. That's the thing. You can't go around it. And the other one, what I find as well with maybe people who, if it's narcissism or if it's like the relationship addiction, whatever situation you're in with or without a spouse, that strength, if you want to get out of something, that strength which kept you there, use that to get out of the situation and change it.
Very good. So reframe.
Yeah.
That.
It's because it takes a lot of strength to stay in a relationship or in a situation, whatever it is, to stay there. It takes a lot of strength, and people never realize it. They feel they're weak or stuff like that, but it takes a lot of strength. And use that strength, because it's still in you, maybe hidden, but since it's still in you, and use that for your new life, for the change, for where you want to go.
Yeah.
So those two would be my tips.
It's kind of like, you may have heard the expression, choose your heart. It's hard to stay there. You can stay there because it's difficult, or you can do the difficult work to get out of that situation. So it really does come down to a choice. And I think you're right. Sometimes people are afraid of their feelings. They governed by them, but they're also terrified of them, as if you need to relive a process. Do you find that people do have to relive a process, or do they just have to release what's maybe trapped there for a long time?
Well, in a sense, you have to not relive,
mm-hmm.
but you have to feel those feelings. But the thing is, the feelings which we look now from the past, we look now when we're grown up, you start to think it's like too much, overwhelming, I can't cope, whatever it is, but that's never the case. It's never as daunting, it's never as overwhelming, it's never as painful or anything what you imagine it to be. But you do have to go there. What I said, it's the work, you need to feel it. But it's never as bad as you imagine it to be. That's the whole thing. And it's such a relief once you do it and you start understanding yourself and that inner part. And it's when they come together, so to speak, the inner child and you as a grown up, it's such a strong, calm, solid feeling that people are really, really, really touched by it when it happens, and it makes life, so much easier, so much better. You've become aligned again.
Yeah, you're not running. Yeah. We're not running from yourself. You're aligned, as you said, with yourself wholly. And I just want to ask you before we wrap up, Meta Mind Breakthrough. Tell us the inspiration behind that name, because we hear meta now all over the place. So let us know.
The other meta. It's like the combination of all the modalities and things I do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really mind, body, and soul. Mm-hmm. I've done so many things over the course of my life. The meta and the mind is the part where you can get yourself a new path. The neuroplasticity, that you can train your mind to become something else or to learn new things, and that was always the case. So it's not because you've learned something in the past, you have to keep repeating it. You can, because it's automated, but you can form new pathways. So that's the mind thing. And the meta is because I use so many modalities, and it's in all levels, mind, body, and soul. It gets aligned. That's why I choose that name. And the breakthrough is obviously what people want. They want to get that breakthrough. I don't teach people tricks, because when life gets difficult, then you forgot the trick, so to speak. It's a fundamental change. So it's deep, but it's there, and it's everything then. So that's where the mind, Meta Mind Breakthrough name come from.
Brilliant. Well, Ingeborg, it's been absolutely so interesting talking to you. If listeners want to find out more about the program and about yourself, can you tell them where they can find you, please?
Yeah, sure. On my website, metamindbreakthrough.com. And you can find me on all the socials, LinkedIn, under my own name, Ingeborg Mooiweer. If you type that in, business and personal relationship alchemist, Instagram, Facebook, you can find me.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And this will be podcast later on for anybody who wants to have a listen, with Ingeborg's website and details underneath as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Lovely to be here.